This weekend, Resurrection Parish is celebrating 50 years as a parish. So congratulations to all of you. We had a great party last night, as John said. For the Mass, the bishop was here celebrating, as is appropriate. And of course, your pastor was here, and Father Vincenzo and Father Julian. Former pastors, Father Alex, Father Moisir, and Father Andy O'Reilly. So we had a great celebration. And for a good reason, we need to think about this, and I want to talk about this a little bit today. What a difference a parish makes in a community. Now, this parish has been here, let's say, for 50 years, not in this particular place, but since it started. But the presence has been here. And what it really does, when we establish a parish somewhere, we move the presence of God to that place. So when the church is consecrated, the bishop prays that the Spirit of God may enter this as his permanent dwelling place. And the Spirit of God does move in, and this is his permanent dwelling place. Then we have the Eucharist, which makes Christ present in a very sacramental way, that we all partake of it. We all share that food, we are energized by that food, we're nurtured by that food, but the food is also here present in the church, so that any time people may come together and just be here in the presence of God. But remember, we are also the body of Christ, which means each and every one of us is a part of this body of Christ, so that wherever we go, we bring Christ with us. We make Christ present in the community. So wherever you work, wherever you go to eat, wherever you go to shop, wherever you go to take a walk or ride your bicycle, whatever you do, you are bringing the presence of Christ to that community, wherever it may be. So think about that. In 50 years, people doing this sort of thing, maybe not consciously, but really, very really, what a presence you have been to this Winter Garden community and wherever else you go. I don't know what Winter Garden was like 50 years ago. I know what it was like 40 years ago. And it's changed a lot from what I know. But somehow or another, it should be a greater, a better, a more Christ-like community because of our presence here and living in the community. No matter what community you live in, there's hundreds of them around the neighborhood now, wherever it is, we bring the presence of Christ. So, you know, the gospel reading this morning talks about this leper. They were isolated. One of the dreadful things about a disease like leprosy in the old days was that they just isolated you. You were not allowed to come near anybody without hollering out first, unclean, unclean. Well, you can imagine how difficult that would be. But this gentleman broke all the rules, and he worked up the courage and came up to Jesus and said to Jesus, "If you want to, you can heal me." And before he got the words out of his mouth, Jesus extended his hand and said, "I do want to be healed." Now, we think about, well, we don't have leprosy, and if we did, they treat it much differently today than they did then. You're not isolated, but they find a cure for you. Well, this is pretty much what we are supposed to be too. That as Christ was the healer, we do that also. I mean, I can't extend my hand when somebody's sick and expect them to get up and walk away perfectly well. But my presence somehow extends to them the fact that Christ is present with his healing presence. The fact that you would pray with them, that you come to them just to console them or be with them so they're not isolated. You are bringing Christ to that situation, to those people. Just being an honest person, you bring Christ to other people. Just being a moral person, an upright person, a just person, you are bringing Christ to that, to the community where you are, because Christ dwells in you, and you are bringing his goodness, his love, his virtue, and all of these things by your presence, by your life, by your action, by your example. You are bringing Christ to them. So just, you can just in your own mind imagine 50 years ago, before there was a Catholic Church presence in Winter Garden, and 50 years later now, that is rather a thriving community, a pretty large community, what a difference it should make. That you would recognize each other and feel supported and encouraged by each other to be the best that you can be. Because that's what we are supposed to be as Christian people. We're a community of people, we're a family of God, we're the body of Christ. St. Paul's example, that body of Christ, is a perfect one for us. The body has many, many parts. I don't know how many, somebody might. But every part is a bit different. Every cell, every eyeball, everything is different. Where everybody has a part, though. And all of this in your body works together and functions properly, at least reasonably close to that. And that image that St. Paul gives to us is perfect for this, because we are the body of Christ. Whether you are the hand or the finger or the foot or the leg or the head or the ear or the eye, it doesn't make any difference. We all work together to accomplish the same thing. If I'm trying to get out of a chair, it takes the effort of my body to do that. My whole body, all different kinds of muscles go to work. And the same, if we're going to transform a community, it takes the whole body of Christ to make that happen. St. Paul says, you are that body of Christ. So over the years, only God knows the influence that this community of Resurrection has had in transforming this community of Winter Garden and wherever you go. Only God knows that. And one day he will show us, I'm sure. But in the meantime, we are encouraged to carry on the mission. People sacrifice a lot, they give a lot, they donate a lot, they spend a lot of time, they spend a lot of their talent to make a parish work. And all of those, to all of them, to all of you, I think we owe a tremendous debt of gratitude. And I think today in the Mass, we might all pray for them also. For all those who went before us, those who continue to be members of this community, and those who will come after, that we may do the job that our church is supposed to do here. We are supposed to be the living presence of Christ in this community. We can make a difference. We can truly make a difference. So to all of you, for what has been done and what is yet to be done, congratulations.